I want to correct one thing, John. I want to correct one thing that I said yesterday. Two by eight, would not, everybody agrees, would not be a vicious yoke. It has to be at least four by four. The argument is 4x4 enough? Or you need a square, which is going to be 5.6 by 5.6. We hold that it's a square of 4x4 with a diagonal of 5.6
by 5.6.
Okay. So, but they hold that you have to create a box which is 5 by 6, 5.6 by 5.6, because you have to have the locks and the diagonal of what a 4x4 square is becomes now your square that you have to build. So, and that's what he said. That is an opinion of only one sheet. Nobody, we don't pass on that. So, okay. We are holding in Sif Hay. Sif Shimim Hay, Sif Hay. Avrishas Yachid, Hurishas Yachid, Adarikiyah. So the air, as opposed to the airspace of Rishas Rabim, which only extends up to the height of 10 Tfachim, and the airspace of a Carmelis, which only extends up to the height of 10 Tfachim, the airspace of Rishas Yachid extends all the way up to the Rikiyah. Therefore, as long as you have walls which are 10 Tfachim high, and the 4x4, everything all the way up is considered Rishas Yachid. So if somebody would throw something from Rishas Rabim in a land, I have a very tall pole standing in the Rishas Yachid, way above the walls, you know, land on top of that pole, it's landed in Rishas Yachid. So the airspace goes all the way up to Rikia. Zakti Mishabura Sivkat and Yud Beis. Ad Rikia. I feel not kind of Rishas Yachid. If a person would place a pole in the Rishas Yachid, Shigawaya Mea Amas, it's 100 Amas tall. It doesn't have a width of 4. If the person will throw from Rishas Rabim and land on it, it's called landed in the Rishas Yachid, and it's chayiv because above that space is also called Rishas Yachid. Okay. Above, I feel clean. Even if you're talking about not so much attached to the ground, not a hillock, not a part of the ground, it's a kli. It's not part of the ground. It's sitting there on the ground. It's a box. Or it's a migdal, translated tower, but actually migdal would mean like an armoire, which is taller and it's not square. It's
more rectangular.
Rectangular. Armoire is a chest of drawers, but it's a high boy chest of drawers.
High boy. Okay. Chest?
High boy. It stands high. High boy. It stands tall. It's all small. Yeah. A kaveris, or if it is a kaveris is like a beehive. Literally, it means it's a round. It's a round item. If you could create a square of 4x4 inside of this circular kaveris, and they're 10 tefachim high. So the criteria yachid are it's 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high, even if it's just a kli. So that one of the most the common examples that you do with it nowadays is a car. The car is considered rishas yachid. So in a case where a person's in Rishas Rabim, and one of the examples we'll deal with later on, let's say a person's hat blows off, lands on top of a car, he's in Rishas Rabim, he picks the hat from the top of the car, puts it on his head. He did a hutsuah from Rishas Yachid, the car is Rishas Yachid, he did a hutsuah from Rishas Yachid to where he's standing in Rishas Rabim. So that's a very practical examples.
So it doesn't matter if he's moved the item dalan amos or not. Just for moving from this space to that space is
once you consider the car, it's a kli.
Depends how big his head is. Has to be dalad al amokum dalad al dalad. with his hand, the Gemara says that the hand is considered dalet al dalet, even though it's not in Shabbos. But I don't know how big a person's head is.
First of all, there is a mashmos that if a person puts it in a place where he wants it to be, even though dalet al dalet, that's enough to be said dalet al dalet. So the eights over there is you have to stick your head over the car, put it on while it's on the car, and then pull it. Then once you're wearing it, you pull it out.
So Rishus HaYachad starts at the ground. In other words, if someone goes under the car, right?
Same problem.
Same thing.
Theoretically, if the car is too high, it might change the halacha of what's beneath the car. What's beneath the car might not be Rishus HaYachad. The car itself might still be Rishus HaYachad inside, and maybe above, but not beneath it. We'll talk about that later on.
So when does somebody's body enter that domain? So putting your bending over and being on top, putting your body over top of the car, your head is now in Rishus HaYachad, and your body.
It should be Rosh HaMaruba. It should be Rosh HaMaruba.
Which translates
bend from your waist up. Now we're landing on top of the, not the hood, but on top of the, that might get a little more difficult. So you should climb on top of the car.
Seriously, if the whole car is Rishus HaYachad, can you reach into the Rishus HaYachad and move it around inside if you're standing on the
Rishus HaYachad? We'll see a case about that later on, that's more.
Because you could slide it off the top onto the hood, and then you could lean over.
Good evening, Dr.
Yeah, that might work. That's an
accident, yeah.
Okay, now, Zakti Mashibura, Siv Katan Yud Gimel. I feel a Kli. How do I feel here? Met is Rishus HaRabim. The Kli is sitting in Rishus HaRabim. The Kli becomes Rishus HaYachad. Teva and Kaveris, he gave a box, gave a Kaveris, Nakashem and a Kalim. We discussed two different types of Kalim, which are Meruboyim, square, Teva is square, Gulim or round. So, either way, Yimesh Brother Abeya, if you can get a square, which is 4x4, Akema Kaveris, Shia Gulim. So, in the case of the Kaveris, which is circular, the Habrishus HaYachid, Ashatia Chalolo, Achzekis. Remember, we said that if we find the Kli, the Rishus HaYachad is inside, to find what's inside of the walls. So you have to have a space inside of the walls, which is Machzekis Chamisha Tzvachim Ushloisha Chumashay Tefach. The diameter has to be 5.6, 5 and 3/5. Because if we say if the diameter is 5, the diameter of what's inside of the Kli, the airspace inside. Because if it's 5.6, that's the diameter, that's the equivalent of your diagonal of the square that you're going to create inside. And we have 5.6 on the diagonal, you'll have the legs of the square will be 4x4. Okay. Now, once it becomes a Rishus HaYachad, what's inside of the Kli is a Rishus HaYachad. And Ubein Gav HaKli Milamala, what's above, now what's on top of the Kli, on top also becomes a Rishus HaYachad. Bechanal Sif Gimel. Like we said before, that what's on top also is a Rishus HaYachad. Now, the Sharetzim and Yadala points out, so he discussed inside of the Kli, on top of the Kli. What about the airspace? Do we say, if I have something which is attached to the ground, this is its place, so it sort of, in a certain sense, owns the airspace. So its airspace goes up to Rikki. But it's sitting in Rosh HaZarab, it's a Kli in Rosh HaZarab. What is the status of the airspace above the Kli? So the Sharetzim and Yadala points out that the custom of Prima Gadim writes further Once the kli is considered Rishus HaYachid, the airspace involved will be also considered Rishus HaYachid. What's an interesting question is, we discussed another example, which is a yachid, was a pit. The pit is 10, 12 feet deep, 4 by 4, so that's which is a yachid. What about the airspace above the pit? Because maybe you could argue that since it's in the ground, that's where it functions, so that doesn't grab, get a little, the airspace above it, because it's in which is a yachid. So there seems to be a discussion in this. Rashi seems to be a pit. Rashi seems to indicate that it's only in the pit itself, not above. However, the assumption of Poskim, the Pirkei Avot, he raises it as a question, and he comes out that it isn't. It does go all the way up to the Riki also.
Doesn't bring
the Rashi.
Not clear why it shouldn't be. I mean, if you have a Rishus HaYachid with four walls up to a certain height, we say it's a lot of Rikia. So what's the difference if it's deep? It still has four. It has walls around it, so it goes as far as it goes, and the walls go as far as it goes, and the Rishus HaYachid continues going straight up. Why wouldn't it? I mean, what's Abamin and not to be?
I think the way I understand the argument is, you know, which Rashi seems to hold like that, is that the Kiddush of pits is the walls are, you know, see, the pit has a very interesting Kiddush. The walls aren't the walls of Rishus HaYachid. The walls are the walls of the ground. The whole is the not. Mm-hmm. It's not the yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's all this ground here.
Mm-hmm.
And over here there's a gap.
Right.
So I understand that pit has a kiddush in it. I come and I take it there and I put walls around it. So the walls are there to function through the area inside. So we say, okay, that's called Rishus HaYachid. We say, well, a little hill, like it sets itself off from everything else.
Right.
Over here it's the opposite. In a certain sense. So that's also called Rishus HaYachid. That's the Kiddush of pits. We could argue with that, but it's so, the walls which contain it, you know, don't have that strength to extend.
Right.
It doesn't really have machizas in a certain sense.
In a sense, yeah.
Right. The machizas don't belong to it, they belong to the ground.
Right.
So that's, I think, the argument to say why it should be different. But the Pirkei Avot comes out that it does go up. Okay.
Where's the makar for these halachos? I mean, the Rishus HaRabim, I understand, we're doing it like the people in the Midbar, we said, so we have some ways that we can learn, but how did they learn that Rishus HaYachid? Where did they base it on?
It's a fair question. There are definitely some definitions of Rishus HaYachid which seem to be halachos mishmissim. Some of them not. That's an interesting question. Which ones? Yes. Okay. Now, Zach the Mishmer invites me. Kli Shen Gavoya Asura. Ha'oimen Mirishus Harab. So the definition of, we'll see later on, of a Carmelis, Rishus number 3 is the Carmelis. The Carmelis is, by definition, 4 by 4 and not 10 Tfachim high. You sit that down in Rishus Harab, it's called a Carmelis. So if I have a little post which is 4x4 and 8 Tvachim high, so that post is considered a Carmelis. What about if I have a box that size sitting in Rishus Harab? Mishabur says Lach is Engled in Carmelis. Then Carmelis became Chazal. Since Carmelis was the Kandar Abona, they didn't make the Kandar Abona on Caleb. They only made it on actual Rishus. So what happens? So we ignore the box. Al-Havi Kimar Rishus Harab remains Rishus Harab. The bottle of Gabi Rishus Harab, it becomes as if it's nullified and it doesn't exist. So you're sitting Rishus Harab. It's Rishus Harab. Fizat. If Oymed HaKli B'Karmelis, if the Kli is sitting in the Karmelis, so then Karmelis alav Mitzad Rishus Harab. So if it's sitting in Rishus Harab, in the Karmelis, it's a Karmelis. People will come up with some machine that, hey, In other words, we don't deal with it as if it's a makom patur. Now, a kli mechubar l'karka. You take a kli, but you attach it till it becomes attached to the ground. Then already, mikra karmel is a filu b'shizurav. Once it's attached to the ground, it's not a kli anymore. It started out as a kli. Once it's been attached to the ground, and I made it mechubar l'karka, so it's considered like it hasn't been a karka. The karka sets up its own rishus. So that goes with the rule that there would be a karmel in that situation.
So you're saying the difference is it's, if it's attached to the ground, it would be considered...
It would be a karmelist.
It would be a karmelist. But if it's not...
It's not as considered a kli alone, because out did not give a chashim, send it off from Rishus. There is the rice, it's Rishus around.
So what would it be if it's not attached to the ground? What would be the halakh of that thing?
It's like nothing.
Bakum patur.
No.
Also
it
not.
It doesn't do anything. So it's still Rishus around.
It blends.
It has no significance, so it remains.
Well, it can't be Rishus Rabbim if it's in a karmelist thing.
No. We're going back and forth in the cases. Case one was he had a kli in the Rishus Rabbim.
Right.
So that kli, if it's 10 tvachim high, it's Rishus Rabbim.
Right.
If it's 8 tvachim high, you know, 7 tvachim, whatever it is, it's like it doesn't exist. And that's Rishus Rabbim stuff.
It just blends in.
Right. You put it in a karmelist, it's a karmelist. I take it and I attach it to the ground. Even Rosh Hashanah, it'll be a karmelist now. So take a fire hydrant and attach it to the ground.
When you say attached, you mean how? I mean, let's say it's extremely heavy and the human can't even move it. Is that considered attached? No. Not necessarily.
But once it's dug in, cemented in, it doesn't mean it's chained.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, a garbage can, which is chained in, you know, that's considered a kaylee.
Yeah.
That is. Even though it's attached to the ground.
But because it's just chained.
So it should be attached in a way that it's not movable.
Right. But if it's cemented in, then it becomes part of the ground.
The
karmelist, I mean, there is a concept of a karmelist, like a park is a karmelist. But this idea that we can set up Rishus Rabbim, the truths in Rishus Rabbim, I set off Rishus Rabbim, not part of Rishus Rabbim, it has to be at least 3 tefachim high and not 10. If it's 10, it has to be 4x4 and at least 3 tefachim high. Less than 3, it's part of the ground. Above 10 is Rishus Rabbim. So I look at my fire hydrants. So I said, well, if the fire hydrant, most fire hydrants are not 4x4. Okay. So then the height becomes irrelevant. Whatever size, height it is, it's a muffin tour. I mean, it has to be at least 3 tefachim high. After that, it's a muffin tour. The old post boxes that they used to have in the corner.
Right.
Those were 4x4. Never 10 tefachim high. So those were Rishus Yochid. What else do you have, which is in out there? What else do you have out there, which is fairly standardized?
So, I didn't realize they didn't have the boxes on the streets anymore. Did they remove them?
They removed all of them. Almost all of them.
Where have I been?
Yeah, because of the terrorist threat.
There's one or two around. There's one in front of the booth.
Okay. I mean, I can't totally remember them, but a lot of them are gone. Okay. Fine. Zion. So now we're going to discuss the definition. We've discussed the definition of Rosh Hashanah. It's 4x4, 10 tefachim high. How we calculate the 4x4, it has to be a square 4x4. We count only the inside of the machitzas, except for the case where you can land, you can use the top of it. The airspace of Rosh Hashanah extends above, even a click of Rosh Hashanah, etc. Zion. Ezel Rosh Hashanah. Now things get a little more complicated. So what's considered Rishus Rabbim? So we say Rechoyves Ushvokim. So streets and gathering places, marketplaces. A Rechovim Tezayin Amma, which are 16 Ammas wide. Rashi, the Mishnah points out that that the Gemara learns it out from the when they traveled in the Midbar, the road that they used was 16 amas wide, based on the calculation of the wagons that they used to carry the parts of the Mishkan. The Gemara makes a calculation how large they were. So, okay, so we have a road which is 16 amas wide. Bainim Bakarim, they can't have a roof on top of that, because in the Midbar, the road they traveled on did not, was not roofed. Bainim Bakarim, there's no walls. Okay. Now, the affiliation of Bakarim, if there were walls, but, so it's a walled city, so it sounds like if you have a walled city, every street inside, I don't care how wide it is, not which is a problem, because it has a wall around it. This road goes straight through from one gate to the other. So you have the north gate and the south gate, and there's this road goes straight from the north gate to the south gate, or east, you know, east, whatever it is, but goes straight through from one gate to the other without turning, etc. That's considered a shizarabim, even though it's inside of the walls. And the gates are not shut at night time. The gates are shut at night time. It takes away the din of Rishus HaRabim from that street.
Temporarily? Is that what they're saying? That's a temporary Rishus HaRabim, temporary Rishus HaYachid?
No. Once it has the losses which are closed at night time, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim.
The whole city.
The wall, that street, which goes straight from one side of the city to the other.
Right.
But it has gates, and they cut the gates at night, that'll make Rishus HaYachid.
What about if you have a whole city with gates, and they close the gates at night?
Well, the other streets, anywhere Rishus
HaRabim. Are not Rishus HaRabim, because they're too small.
Well, no. We said the only streets, once you have walls around the city, only the streets which go straight from one side to the other, which is a rub.
And the rest are
not. They're like a moment.
Isn't there a requirement for a certain number of people?
Now, the debt of the losses is not limited to that case. Theoretically, if we would roll them every night, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, they roll a gate across 495. It's not just a rabbi anymore. Because it has gates which are closed at night.
Right.
So that's used in some areas where you want to get involved in the question of which is a rabbi. One of the aces is you make it, you have a gate which is closed at some point, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they close it for 5 minutes. So that'll give us that, take away the which is a rabbi.
Right. Does the gate itself have to have certain properties, or just makes it impassable? Does you have to have some sort of does it have to have a width and a height of a certain amount?
It's a fascinating question. Menashe Klein raises the question: is what is the status of a red light? Because it's not passable at this point in time.
It's not legally passable.
Right, so it's
physically passable.
It's physically passable. So when we say the point it's not passable, it's because physically you can't go, because people don't. So it's not a hilach. It's not a mokum hilach anymore. It loses its mokum hilach at that point in time, because people don't go. Again, there are a few individuals. So Moshe holds clearly that's called Moshe's around. Moshe Klein is specifically about it. Maybe that's considered. The argument is you've lost your status as a Malkum Hilach. So what's an argument to me if I have a guy standing there with a whip and a guy walks by, he beats him up, so nobody wants to go by, you know? So there's always not a question of overtaking. His mom is a guy standing there with a big whip. That's what his job is. The king stand, makes him stand there the whole day. So it's not a Hilach. So practically people don't go there at this point in time. So that's enough. Or no, you need to actually enclose it. That's the question which you grapples with.
How often does a gate have to be closed?
That's an interesting question which we'll talk about later on. Not too often. Well, see, there's one opinion that holds maybe that the fact that it's roy to close is also possible. So that's the discussion later on. Mishmur's going to touch on it a little bit now, but much more later on discussing Shin Samach Dalet. So we have a little time to get there.
You can argue 495 is not a Rishus HaRabim because of the bridge down on the other side. They close it when they open the
Yeah, it's a drawbridge.
Yeah, so it comes to the gate.
So the problem with these, it curves. So we call it one shriek. It could be the way halacha deals with it is there's this road, then there's that road. We call it 495 the beltway. Doesn't necessarily mean if that. We'll see later on the day. Roads turn. How do we deal with that? Upcoming attractions. Okay. So that's how Rosh Hashanah.
A street that is a big street. It has a lot of people going in it, but it happens to be covered.
So what?
It would be a Carmelis again?
It would be Carmelis. Carmelis might be Mavu. Carmelis is enough. But yay, Charmin. Then the Mishaburif adds, the Shulchan Aruch adds, but Spencer was asking, Shakal Shane Shishin Riboy, Arvin Boy, Mikol Yod, and Rosh Hashanah. You require a amount of people going through there, which is comparable to what was traveling in the Midbar. In the Midbar, now, Mishaburif points out they really have more than 600,000 people. But the Pasuk refers to it constantly as if they have 600,000 people. Shesh Mishlav Ragli, that talks about this is the people traveling, that was the number the Torah gives, so we just deal with that number. We must have then asked, so maybe it should only be men. No, that's not the stuff. So this opinion says you need, it should be like, if you're going with, it should be like the Midbar, it's made for the transport of 600,000 people. Now, Shulchan Aruch then adds B'chol Yod. So Mishmar points out, even the opinions would say you need 600,000 people. Not everybody says that you need B'chol Yod. I mean, in the Midbar also, we don't say that everybody moved through that area in one day. The whole Macht and the Fight Cell moved through the area. So it might take more than one day. Right? So then the question, of course, is what's not one day, so what is it? So, Ani Mamma Mushlebo, that if you count the amount of churches go down Arcola Avenue over a period of 15 years, you probably have 600,000 people who travel down Arcola Avenue. Right? And 20 years, eventually it's going to happen, right? I don't know what's the average if they travel to Mercola daily? 4,000 people? I wouldn't be surprised to say that. The mountain cars go back and forth to Mercola during a day? Okay. So 150 days, you have 6,000 people. So what's the shear? That needs to be explained. So if those in Epsilon Thales, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So to Mr. Buru. Now this has tremendous halachic issues because you can't make an Erev around Rosh Hashanah. So I want to make an Erev around Arcola Avenue. I want to know, is it Rosh Hashanah or not? Well, 16 Amos wide. Maybe now with the narrowing process, maybe it's not anymore. But it was. University Boulevard is clearly 16 Amos wide.
Yeah.
Right? So can we make an Erev around University Boulevard? Which we do. So how do we do that? Mishabura Yid Zayin, Rukhavis. Mitzrachim Sharvim Me'ir Le'ir. Havigam Kem Shazarab, Mishum Yishnizim Rab. So now, Rukhavis were the roads within the. That was used for the streets inside the city. The highways between the cities were called Mitzrachim. Mishabura sees the same thing. That's called Mishazarab. Okay. Harachavim Tezaina. Yafinim and Dibwe Midbar, we learn out from the Golem in the Midbar. Shavakim Hiluch Bagolus, where the wagons of the Mishkan went, Hoyamach Tezaina, but it was 16 hours wide. That's a good mark. Volcanium, Hoyam Pogos Bazash, and it was a Rabbi Minotero, Helikon. So it was less than 16 amas, it was only 14 amas wide. So it's not a Rishus Rabbi. Now, let's say I have a road with 16 amas wide. How long does it have to be 16 amas wide? So the Rashba says 16 amas long. That's it.
Why 16 amas long also?
We don't have any clear shear. So let's say if this is the width which generates Rishus Rabbi, so we'll use that for the length also. It's a question. Why 16? Question then, like, what? But if not 16, the answer is 3 feet. It's wide enough. People are going there right now. 16 amas wide. It's Rishus Rabbi.
Yeah, so it really doesn't come down to the throughput volume. That it, you could have a very narrow street that could eventually allow so many people to go through. So
it's a bit square. In a city.
Right, so the marketplace is square.
So what's the significance of having a certain length to it? If you have enough, if the definition of a Rishus Rabbi has to have 16 amas wide, but so why don't they just say for whatever the distance is, for whatever the length is, for that region, that's a Rishus Rabbi, and everything else that's not that is not a Rishus Rabbi.
You could have said that.
So why does it need to have I understand it's convenient, but why?
Well, the question could be, but the question, again, without the shear, we might have said it's anything. It's 1 inch long.
Yeah.
It's not going to start, but 1 inch long is going to push it up. And so 2 inches long. You have to create some type of a shear. It's not logical that it's going to be, well, 16 up, right? The road is like the soul isn't here, widens out, and it's 16 up is wide for this spot. And people walk there. You know, they spread out, in the room they spread out. But it lasts for this long. It's not logical that's going to push it up.
So why not so we have the width of the wagon, right? It's 16 hours, right? So then the length should also be the wagon.
Well, the wagon, the two wagons actually use the trailer, the one behind the other. So you should be both wagons. So maybe that's what it is. How far do they give it in the space they give it to each other?
Depends on how
fast you want to get it.
Depends on how many wagons. It also depends how big your animals are, because animals are pulling them. So. Ben and Makarim, there's no roof. And in the Midbar, because in the Midbar there was no roof. Okay. Flushing Bishar Lashar. So there's no walls. He said, even if there are walls, if you have a road which goes directly, it breaks through from one side of the city to the other. The two gates correspond one to the other. And Yesh Oysa Derek Hamachubin Mishar Lashar called him Mishar Surab. So, therefore, the road which travels from the north gate to the south gate, or the east gate to the west gate, goes straight through. So that's called Rishus Rabbi. That, even though there are walls around the city, that's called Rishus Rabbi. The doors are not shut at night. What do you mean if one door shuts at night? Do I need to shut both ends of the row? You say no. Once one door is shut, there's a blockage at the end of this row. I come to see Mishin Samadalan, Mishabura, Sikot, Vok. So Shabura over there raises the question. Do you mean both of them being shut or not? He seems to come out. It's Machloikis. The age priced him, all that one door is enough. Mm-hmm. they weren't actually closed. You could close them. So I could argue this is not like the Daily Midbar, which you have the potential of closing them, maybe. No, the Shulchan Aruch Lashon, they were closed. So the potential look is about like an exact shame Rosh Hashanah, that it doesn't lose its status of Rosh Hashanah by the potential. They have to actually be closed. Now that the truth is, this is a machloikas later on in Simchin Samach Dalet, two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Who could every Shulchan move on the Kamam in Simchin Samach Dalet Simchin? This language over here corresponds with the first opinion over there. Now the way it says over there, it says to be the doors closed. The Yeshar, you don't. Potentially, it's not. Now, so the Mishnah Rabbeinu points out that when the Shulchan Aruch writes like that, it presents the first opinion as a fact. It says the Yesh, and some say he's being machmir like the first opinion. Some people say, some say this, some say that. Then usually, some say this. But the main opinion is the second one. You have Yeshar, the main opinion is the second one. What you have, this is the way it is. And some say like that. So then he's saying, no, this is the way it is. And some say like that, but this is the way that your psak is like this. So it means they should actually be closed. Ayin Shah. Okay. The B.A. Sharmer, some say, Shame Rosh Hashanah, you need 600, if it doesn't have 600,000 people going through there, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Sir Lu. The Gamma said, but even do me the delay midboard. Show you Shishi Reboot. We need, it should be like the way it was in the midboard, there were 600,000 people. 10,000. Okay. Now show you Shom Oin Erev Rab and Lashim Matav. There was women, there was children, there was elderly, there was Erev Rab. We only deal with that which is said explicitly in the pasuk.
This means 600,000 in one day.
We'll get to that. The one day issue we'll get to in a second. In regards to male versus female, the limit is the numbers is logical to define travel. It's not logical to say that men traveling is different than women traveling. The amount the people use it could be a definition of a Mishnah Sarab. Their gender is not logical, and if we don't define basic gender. But you know, law. Okay. An indication of the Shulchan Aruch, the cause of day is Rak B'Shem Yeshar. He presented as the Yeshar. It's like the first opinion says, Sinamis shouldn't have doors, etc. And some say you also need, it's only 600,000 people. That sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is not passing like this opinion. We can't protest those who rely on this opinion. There are many Rishonim which hold like this calculation of 600,000 people. Okay. I'm talking about heavy hitters. The Bahad says it, Rashi says it, Pesach says it. You're not talking about the Kali Mangal. The Taz of the Mogan Rav both seem to rely on this opinion. That's also pretty important to us, because the Taz of the Mogan Rav are our main poskim. So you have all those who shut, you have the Taz of the Mogan Rav saying that's how we pass. You need 600,000 people. The person of Al-Nefesh should not try and step on the people, but he should be mapping for himself, because that's a point.
Mayim Simin Shin Samadal Meshaburas Katan Ches Bir Locha Kan Vishon. Take a look what I wrote over there. He says, listen, we make Erevin nowadays in our cities. The streets have 16 amas wide. So how are we making Erevin in our cities? We have to be relying on this opinion. Right? So Meshaburas in the Shin Samadal says, well, maybe we're relying on the opinion of Gates. Since we come out over there, the Gates are they have to actually be closed. And nowadays, our gates aren't closed. They might have, you know, some type of gates at the end of the season, but they never close them out nowadays. So the only way they're relying on making it air nowadays is this opinion over here. That's the argument that Shabura says over later on. And the Bir Loch over here, he has a longer loch. He's not very excited with the sheet. He says, if you go through the Rishon, and you tally up, all the heavyweight hitters are showing him, it's about 50-50 whether you need 600,000 or not. So you're dealing with the stomach of the rice. So it's not proper to make. There is a Kazanish. Kazanish came along and said, I hear what you're saying. The Minhag Yisrael for the last 1,000 years is to make Erevin around in our cities. There was an Erevin Warsaw, there was an Erevin Paris, there was an Erevin Vilna. See, Tony Vilna, they had little cobbles retreats. They had an Erevin Paris. These are large streets. So he makes the following argument. Intricate argument. Just, we're going to see later on the concept of that if I have a wall and there are spaces in the wall, it does not necessarily remove the status of a wall. I can have pierces in the wall and the wall is considered a wall. As long as the majority of the area is walled, the ointment is moved all apart. Consider it as if there's a wall, there's a continuous wall the whole way. We'll see there are some other requirements there. That's the basic idea. So now let's say I have a street, and there are houses lining the two sides of the street. There's a gap between the houses. So let's say I'm not living in Kedona. I'm living in Kent Mill. The houses are larger than the gaps between the houses. So the reality is, we consider that there's a wall, and a continuous wall outside of that street. Because the houses are like walls to the streets. In front of the house is a wall and a gap. But again, the houses are more than the gaps. Now, I get to an intersection. So the houses stop, but since the houses continue to be on the other side of the intersection, so we look as if there's a wall across the intersection. So my road is going this way, there's an intersection this way, there's a wall cutting across the side of the intersection, because looking at all the houses add up to be greater than that gap. So that gap is like there's a wall there. Same thing on the other side of the street. Oh, what about the street going this way? The same thing. So there's four walls. Those are luckily bona fide walls. So it's not just a wrapper. Let's look at these arguments. So that's why Kaiser was sent to make air. Now, maybe nowadays we've created suburbia in such a way where that doesn't work, that calculus doesn't work anymore. Then you're going to have to rely on the 600,000 straight. But he says that you don't feel that, then you don't get involved in that. Comes with Moshe, and Moshe goes the other way. Moshe creates a chumra. Moshe understands this shita. He says, it's not, we have no, like you said, you know, it's not Bakoya. Moshe says, it's not Bakoya. So what is it? So how many days? So the main point was, there was a group of people, which is 600,000 people, again, that's what the puzzle talks about. And they use these roads. So that's all they need. So if I have an area which has 600,000 people and they use the roads are just a rabbi, even according to this opinion. Now, how? Well, America has 600,000 people. Right? So what you mean, in the space of the area of the Digley Midbar, if I have 600,000 people, any road which is 16 miles wide is a Shasurab.
So how big is it? Was the Dilimin? The Dilimin were 12 mil by 12 mil. So a mil is 2,000 amos. So it's 24,000 amos. 24,000 amos. An amos, let's say, for argument's sake, is, the kumra is a foot and a half. So it's 32,000 feet. Divided by 5,280. It's about 7 miles. So I take an area which is 49 square miles, 7 by 7. I say, if they tell you if there's 600,000 people in that area, according to Russia, every street which is 16 miles wide is a robbery, according to everybody. She says, therefore, you can't make an area in Brooklyn. Because Brooklyn is the area, if you cut out a square in Brooklyn, 60, which is 7 miles by 7 miles, there's 600,000 people there. So any road which is 60 miles wide is the commissioner says drop their ISA. You can't make an Arab around. So Marsha held very strongly you cannot make an Arab. It's also to make an Arab in Brooklyn because it's, you're carrying under the ISA level and Arab doesn't work.
Even with these extended walls, house walls.
See, he doesn't accept the argument of the Chazanish like that.
Well, what's his argument against that?
That's a fair question. There are some holes in the logic. Couldn't resist. Once a pizza is 10 amos wide, once every gap is 10 amos wide, that's not considered a wall anymore. So the question really what the Chazanish meant when he said the calculations. We'll see more about that as we go on, the idea of the walls and the pizza.
Could you make it in a part of Brooklyn, or are you saying the whole Brooklyn? Or are you just saying...
She says...
As if it's a small neighborhood you're picking.
It doesn't make a difference. This area has X amount of people and it has the roads going through. He says if you have an area like Seagates, which is a gated community, and it's set off from the rest of it, so you can make an area of it. So Russia has Chura, you can allow them to make an area of the Seagate. Seagate was a gated community at the right there, right by the sea. But the area of Brooklyn, there's no way to make an area of anywhere in Brooklyn.
He okayed Eruv and Queens.
So the question is, why the okay Eruv and Queens? So the few arguments are that it could be the time when he okayed it, Queens did not have the populace that which was enough. A, B, Ramosha seems to hold, this is an interesting argument, that they have less now, but they have the L trains. They're much more L trains. L trains might be able to constitute the walls. That would make the actual walls around the area. So you have the L train with its poles, and its poles, and it's, we'll see that around the concept that a roof, which is flat, the edge of the roof counts like a machitza. I love what you see tonight. It's like there's a wall there. So the elevator train was around. So this is one of the questions about Manhattan. So Manhattan, he knows Manhattan is an island. Brooklyn's also an island. It's quite a lot. Brooklyn's also an island. It's part of Long Island.
Yes, it is.
Right, but it's not perceived as an island, you know.
So is Queens.
Right, well, the same island.
Yeah.
But he says, so some argue, and you have the piers all around, so there are walls all around Manhattan. Because that's a wall. It goes straight down, the edge straight down, come down into the sea, into the river, and it rises 10 tefachim, so you have a wall. So you can consider the walls around the piers of Manhattan as if there's walls around Manhattan. Now you can make an area of Manhattan. So Russia says that since the walls are not nikkud to the people which are... Tyson comes along and asks the kasha. It's not exactly the same. Tyson says the kasha. America has walls on two sides. There's the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, and they have their seashore, We'll argue, let's say, that rises up at the right angle. Good. Right, so but if you can't see them, if you're standing in the middle, you can't see the two sides, that doesn't count. So we'll see more arguments as they go along. Let's finish on one more Mishnah over here. He passed the B'chol of Yishayin B'ayim B'shit Zu. I went through all the Mishnah who say the requirement of 600,000. Well, it is going to be tonight that nobody mentions the B'chol Yishayin. So I don't know where it came from. Rakshi and Mitsuyim Sham Shizuribi. You mean the Shemek says there's lots of people around there? Ramak Shalda Bir Locha, Hashem Ramban, Baritva. So there's one Bir Locha which we're not going to tackle. Let's hold it here. What time is it?
55 to 9.
Let's hold it here.